Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another episode of Cheese Please with yours truly. A really big show tonight. Snarf Dude Smythe along with
Daffodil Potter.
Gonna be a really big show, Daffodil.
Well, it's going to be an interesting shoe.
And we get the famous Red Hot Chili Pipers on the show this week. Not the Peppers, the Pipers.
There's a difference.
There is a difference because we can't afford the Red Hot Chili Pipers. Or we can afford the Red Hot Chili Pipers, not the Peppers. Oh, man.
We can't afford anybody.
No, we're just playing their songs. I get confused. I get confused there for a little something. What the heck?
And I'm going to point out that the Red Hot Chili Pipers
Yes? Are
not doing Red Hot Chili Pepper songs.
No, that's right. We have some AC/DC songs mixed in there and Queen and Survivor songs. By the Red Hot Chili Pipers, coming up on the show this week in the profile and feature, as well, the Limburger Lounge features, oh boy.
A lizard.
Well, I don't know if Arnie Chuckle is a lizard per se.
It's a lounge, he's a lizard.
Okay, fine, but some crooning some songs a little later on. And we have Tony the Tiger up in the glove compartment, we hope. I hope. I just get the list. Until I actually open the glove compartment, I don't know for sure if it's there, but we can hope anyway.
Stranger things have happened in the glove compartment.
That's true. But we're starting off the show this week with Barry Gray and his Space Makers. The guy that did the music for the Thunderbirds back in the 60s, Space 1999 in the 70s, and many others I can't think of right now.
But very cool.
Yeah, some cheesy stuff. How do you pronounce that, Daffodil? Caviar?
Caviar?
That could be, but I can pronounce the first song we're going to play, Zero G, right here on
Cheese Please.
Four out of five doctors from the Quack Institute agree.
This show will rock your mind.
What do you want me to do,
I'll draw you a picture.
Cheese, please.
With Barry Gray and his Space Makers that had sort of a, is it fair to say Bollywood feel towards that song?
That one kind of more Bollywood. The first one kind of more 60s sci-fi.
Yeah, well, that's what he did. You know, the Thunderbirds, F-A-B. Do we ever know what that means?
It does stand for something.
Or was it F-A-B?
No,
Thunderbirds are go. Thunderbird, T-A-G, or?
No,
I don't know.
F-A-B.
Yes. Oh, okay. And he also did the music for, what was that, Supercar? That other Gary Anderson thing? Back in the 60s in black and white and Fireball XL5. He did all that stuff. We played Fireball XL5 on the show before because it was so cheesy. I get addicted to it. It's just so cool. Anyway, my name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil, and you are listening to the Weekly Wapped in the Ward. You are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, which we call Cheese Bleed.
Wow, I'm the one getting tongue-tied half the time. That's not you.
Well, no, I was trying to look up what fab means, and it's just short for fabulous.
Oh, is that it?
And it was used as a call sign like Roger or 10-4.
Oh.
To acknowledge they received instructions.
You know what? All the times I've watched that whole Thunderbird thing, I've never understood what that meant. Now I know. And you learned something, too. Hey.
And what it may also have meant is fully acknowledged broadcast.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Moving on to the Red Hot Chili Pipers. Wow. I don't know what to say. The whole concept is kind of weird. Because we know the Red Hot Chili Peppers, big group, and everything else. These are the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
So let me take a wild stab, because I'm not sure.
Yes.
But these are people playing bagpipes and playing rock music.
I forget. I programmed the show over a month ago.
So it's going to be a surprise for all of us.
Yes.
Okay.
it will be more of a reminder to me.
All right.
We got them coming up doing a medley of Smoke on the Water, Thunderstruck, Upside Down at Eden's Court shortly. Upside Down at Eden's Court?
Yeah, I have no idea what that means. I'm not sure if that's a typo from you or not.
You never know.
But
the way
we're starting off
with
We Will Rock You.
Yes.
Eye of the Tiger.
Yes.
And Clumsy Lover.
Right here on
Cheese Please.
We'll be right back.
cheese is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese.
Now that's some fun music to Highland Fling.
Whoa, I just danced up a storm, at least in my car anyway. Now I remember why I programmed that. That's so cool. Wow.
It's fun. It's just totally fun.
Wow. It's just like that bluegrass version of Jump by the Van Halen thing. That's just, it's good. Wow.
Yes, I enjoyed that. Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Yeah, and Smoke on the Water, Thunderstruck, and Upside Down at Eden's Court. They're ending it off, and we had We Will Rock You, Eye of the Tiger, and Clumsy Lover before that. Wow, let's dig up some more of that stuff.
And now let's go from something that awesome to something like this.
And now it's time for something completely different.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. we present live from the Limburger Lounge.
Okay, moving to the Limburger Lounge. Who was that guy? I never could figure out who that guy was. Anyway, we got the Artie Chuckle Show.
I don't think it's that kind of chuckle.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, it's spelled different. C-H-U-C-K-E-L
exactly.
Instead of L-E. Okay. He does some classic Americana songs. We're going to play two, actually. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I'm kind of leaning towards bad, but anyway, let's see if I'm right.
Coming up, it's That's Life, but we're starting off with Please Release Me. Any comment from the peanut gallery on that one?
Right here on Cheese, Please.
I've been down, I've been over and out. I know one thing, Well, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up, babe, I get back in a race. They laugh, yeah, I can't deny it. Thought of quitting, but my heart won't buy it. I don't think it was worth a try. I'm gonna roll myself up in that old ball and die.
Chuckle Show, he's not no Frank Sinatra.
Yeah,
he is no Frank Sinatra.
He's kind of lizardy.
He is no Frank Sinatra. That's right. He came out wrong. I'm sorry. Before that, we had a twin spin of Artie Chuckle. Before that, we had Please Release Me, made famous by Engelbert Humperdinck. And Esther Williams, I think, actually cut that in the early 60s. I don't know. It just makes me want to down several glasses of wine while I listen to that one.
And some cheese.
Just some cheese. And then I'd
wine and cheese.
When I drink the wine about the song and the singer, I guess. Anyway. My
just
name is Snarf Dude.
Right out. Just
oh, yeah.
Out.
He's mellowed out now. I'm just drinking while I'm off the air. Off the air, I was drinking a little bit.
Yes, water.
Water?
You're drinking water.
No, I'm drinking wine. Why? Just getting in the mood, right?
Grape juice?
Must you ruin the illusion? Must you ruin the illusion, Daffodil? Okay, it's time for my usual death-defying trick this time.
Make her quick.
I'm gonna try. There
that
we go.
That was a little loud.
I'm sorry.
You should warn people before you do that. You'll be blowing the speakers out of their radios again.
Oh, well, I'll do what I can next time. We're ending off the show with Tony the Tiger, the original voice of Tony the Tiger.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
That
guy, too.
That's what we're playing.
No, but it's the same guy, Thurl Ravenscroft and Wing Ding Ding. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Come back next week where we will have more Cheese Please shenanigans.
Got a guy, the sweetest guy you ever did see. Oh me, oh my, to think that he is crazy for me. But every time I get him far away from the crowd, instead of sitting on the sofa, he keeps shouting out loud.
Oh, I wanna go on a wing ding 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 tonight. I wanna go on a wing ding 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 tonight. Nothing like it, just you try it. Once you try it, I bet you buy it. Come on, let's go on a wing ding ding tonight.
We have a date together every Saturday night. Can hardly wait until he's here and holding me tight. He puts his arms around me and my life is complete. And then I hope he'll pop the question, but instead he'll repeat.
Baby, I wanna go on a wing ding 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 tonight.
Oh no, not again.
I wanna go on a wing ding 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 tonight.
You and your wing ding ding.
Nothing like it, just you try it. Once you try it, I bet you buy it. Come on, let's go on a wing ding ding tonight.
that they could surely make him say when he ate an awful lot, then he shut up like a clam. And this is how my honey got himself right out of a jam.
Oh, I wanna go on a wing ding 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 tonight. I wanna go on a wing ding 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 tonight. Nothing like it.
I guess I'll try it.
Once you try it,
I bet I'll buy it. Come on, let's go
on a wing ding ding tonight.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.